Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We are in the 20th chapter of the book of Acts. The Apostle Paul has called together what I'll refer to as the first pastor's conference. He sent to Ephesus and asked all of the elders of the Ephesian church to join him in Miletus, where he basically speaks to them. So why not call it a pastor's conference? And we got into the first couple of verses of it yesterday and then stopped right in front of what I think is the real heartbeat verse of the beginning of this sermon. It's an extended sermon, and we're going to have a lot of fun going through it. But I want to bring out verse 21, where he says, "Testifying to Jews and also to Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ." I think that what you are seeing in Acts 20:21 is what he will say, and I'm going to skip ahead here because it's necessary. When you get to the 27th verse, Paul says, "I have not shunned or avoided to declare to you the whole counsel of God." I recently had someone who they're close to me. It was not a biting confrontation that we had, but they don't really, I don't think, see eye to eye with the way I see the message of grace, and that's okay. And I don't really think they adhere to the message of grace at all in the way that we do. And one of their rebuttal statements to me, and we weren't fighting, but one of their rebuttal comments was that there is such thing as the whole counsel of God. And the indication that I got from that was that they assumed that grace preachers were not preaching the whole counsel. They were preaching a part of the gospel, but they were ignoring what Paul would call the whole counsel of God. Well, when Paul says, "I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God," I don't think Paul's making a statement about all the sermons they've heard him preach over the years. I think Paul is reminding them that just a few verses earlier, he actually gave them the whole counsel of God. You see, I believe Acts 20:21 is the encapsulation of the entire counsel of God, that Jews and Greeks both get the same message. This is in Acts 20:21. Jews and Greeks get the same message, and it's twofold. Number one, repent towards God. Number two, faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. I made a statement the other day that is worth repeating, and I think we were talking about it back in the 17th chapter when Paul is at Athens, and he said he'll judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he hath ordained, and how God demands all men everywhere to repent. And we made the statement that in the old covenant, men repent from their sins. But the concept of repentance in the New Testament, in the Greek syntax and in the usage of repent in the New Testament, is that men repent towards God. Whereas repentance used to be a shying away, the Old Testament Hebrew translation of repent has more to do with turn away from, while the New Testament Greek version of repent is to change one's mind towards. So when God demands repentance in the Old Testament, we see a change, a turning away from an action. When we see repentance in the New Testament, we see a change, but it's through the turning towards God. Half of Paul's whole counsel is repentance toward God, changing your mind toward God. We'll break each one of those down in detail in the next few days. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.